The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I think when you dress up and you're like in new clothes or just something you really love, you feel good. You feel better. Let's talk about it on Tuesday. What's good, everyone? It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I got this shirt for Automatic from this very exclusive store.
Don't tell him where it's at, Dana.
I'm not going to tell him, but you feel good.
Tell him how much it costs, though.
$5.90.
Nice.
And he's walking around doing his little fashion walk. You know how he does. He twirls for me and everything.
I do not do that.
You twirl.
I do not twirl.
You twirl.
Okay.
Given that you don't want to share your fashion, like where you found this piece for us, I'm going to go ahead and assume you twirl, dude.
You twirl.
That's
you
twirling behavior
twirling.
To say, don't tell him
I got
it. If I tell you where I got it, then everyone will get it.
Exactly.
The point is,
you feel good. And you did a little two-step when you were walking in the building. We're walking up the stairs.
Yeah, you did a little gatekeeper. Little gatekeeper of fashion.
Yeah, he's
over there.
Do you want me to tell you where it's at?
Yeah, dude, take us to the promised land,
okay.
Dude.
It's a company called Uniqlo.
Okay.
They're only based in New York and LA, but they're out of Japan.
Nice.
So you order the clothes for Japan, and you get t-shirts for like $5-$10.
And that's why he was like feeling himself.
Nice, dude.
Do you believe that style really makes the man and woman? Do you feel better when you're dressed better?
Well, fashion is your first introduction to anybody.
Anthony, I agree.
Even before a handshake.
Yeah, I do think so, too. But I try not to hold too much value to it, because sometimes you never know what a person's going through when they're meeting you.
True.
Like, I've met a lot of people with ketchup stains on my shirt. So, you know, you can't really, like, hold that against me, dude.
I do look at people's shoes. And I will,
you're a shoe snob, though. That's not fair.
I'm not a snob, but I do make a judgment on their shoes.
What do you think when you see a pair of dirty shoes?
Probably a hard worker.
Oh, there it is. Boom.
Dirty
honest
shoes
man.
For me means really young, because that's the style. The dirtier, the better.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Our daughter won't even let us buy her new shoes.
I know that you're over 30 if your shoes are clean. I know that 100%. All right. Do you feel better when you're wearing something nice? Hit me up right now. Let's talk about it. In the meantime, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go and start with a good one. It's International Day of Charity. This day was created to honor the great Mother Teresa. So please donate to your favorite charity if you can. You could also just donate your time, too.
Have you ever read about Mother Teresa?
Yes.
You know, for the last, I think, decade of her life, she didn't believe in God.
Yeah, I know.
True story.
It crushed my mom because my mom was a huge fan.
Really? She should still be a huge fan. She gave her life to giving back and sacrificing for other people.
I'm a fan of your mom and Mother Teresa, DJ Automatic. So I'm also a fan of cheese pizza. Ooh, National Cheese Pizza Day, everybody.
Anthony, that was a little too much. You know, you like cheese pizza like Automatic likes shoes.
And let's go to wrap it up on National Be Late to Something Day. If you want to call in a little bit and be a little bit late, today's the day to do so.
Dana does that every day.
It's because I'm twirling myself, okay? I'm checking my fashion.
What is the reason for you being late to everything?
Well, the reason I'm not so late anymore is because you call me out. And what I've done strategically is I've started to set appointments 30 minutes early in my calendar. And that way I'm on time. Because if not, I'm going to be late. It's
psychology. It still doesn't work.
It's psychology.
We're still late to everything.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
According to a study just published in the European Journal of Social Psychology, women that wear quite a bit of makeup are seen as stupid and loose, which kind of surprised me.
Why would that surprise you?
Well, I think because
there's definitely a stigma that goes along with wearing a lot of makeup.
Can I answer the question, DJ Automatic? My goodness. Did you conduct the study, sir?
I want to hear what Automatic has to say about makeup.
I know, Mr. freaking makeup expert. Because I think today, in my opinion, I thought... that makeup was seen as an art form. You see people on YouTube flourishing, women and men. I just want to say men too. TikTok, Instagram. The makeup scene is a big business.
Now, I'm not no Jeffree Star like our boy DJ Automatic here, but hasn't Rihanna done a lot for the makeup industry in regards to like making sure that certain skin palettes and things like that are properly being represented?
So Rihanna
too, right?
is one of the many, yes, yeah. who are definitely inclusive and more about body image versus body type. And so that's why it surprised me, DJ Automatic. But this test, it was crazy. It showed 101 pictures to 5,000 individuals of before and afters of women. And the perception of the afters when they had the makeup on was that they had a lower mental capacity and lower moral standards. The more attractive the woman appeared, the faster people perceived them to be.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy. Men and women. Ladies, what are we doing to each other? Why are you putting another woman down for wearing makeup?
I base it more off of cleavage. like boob cleavage than I do makeup, to be honest with
you. What you mean about that, Anthony?
Like if I was on a date with a girl, right, and she's showing me a lot of cleavage, and like it's our first
date. You're
going
to think she's loose.
I'm going to assume like, okay, this is going down tonight.
But that is not necessarily the case.
You're just like, all right, well, that's my case.
I thought you were going to say cleavage on the timeline.
No. I mean, like if I'm going on a date, like if she has a lot of makeup, to me, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. Because I know that there's an art when it comes to putting on makeup
there
and applying
really
that stuff.
So I just know when I was little, I used to always think with girls that wear a lot of makeup, I was like, what are they trying to hide? Why do you have all that makeup on? You have to paint your face in order to look pretty? So for me, yeah, I can see maybe the stupid thing, but I definitely don't. I don't think a woman is loose if she wears a lot of makeup. I just think she puts a lot of time into herself.
Yeah, but in the same sentence, you said you thought she was stupid. I don't understand that.
I don't know why. It's just something that, like, I don't know if society...
Because she needs to be pretty, and you think pretty women aren't intelligent?
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, but I'm just telling you, this is what I felt from, like, as a child. I've always thought this way.
I think we're taught that, right? We're taught that. I don't think that because you decide to wear makeup, it means you're stupid, loose,
or maybe
or anything.
It's like you don't ever see a doctor that has, like, a full face of makeup. You don't ever see, like, a...
Because she doesn't have time.
Or exactly. Or, like a successful businesswoman. You don't see her, like, done up with wings on her eyes or those things called?
Those big eyelashes.
Yeah, exactly. And it's probably because you're right, that they're too busy to spend that kind of time on just putting on makeup, which takes... In your case, sometimes an hour.
No, you're right. Like, I come to work and I don't have a lot of makeup on. You're right. Like, sometimes we got to get on camera and I don't have a lot of makeup on. But it doesn't mean when I get up and get dressed, like, to go out, that I'm any less intelligent than I was before I put the makeup on my face.
Nobody said you were. I'm just saying how you might be perceived.
Well, we have to go all the way back 6,000 years. Makeup was first used as a sign of wealth by Egyptians. It was a status thing. Yeah, the whole eyeliner, they used kohl, lipstick. I mean, Cleopatra was famous for luring men because she was so beautiful. And she put lots of lipstick on and her little eyeliner and everything.
A lot of the men used the eyeliner, too, and also to help raise their cheekbones as well, too.
Yeah, I see men today doing it.
Yeah, automatic. You should do it, dog.
No, you should do it.
You know what? Today,
you
y'all
emphasize
both
your goatee.
Okay, so to Automatic's point, let's take this to the timeline. If you have a female doctor or attorney or whatever you perceive as successful, a CEO that you know, somebody very, very successful, do they wear a lot of makeup on their face? I want to just do an unscientific poll on Instagram. So follow us on social media. Let's take the combo there.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Diddy's Missing You is the number one challenge on TikTok, but that's not what's making headlines. Let's talk about this and more. It's time for the Daily Dirt, the best gossip. DJ Automatic, famous people's birthdays first.
We got Keo Sears celebrating today. We're going to wish a heavenly birthday to Freddie Mercury.
Oh, Queen, one of the greatest bands of all time. All right, so we're going to start off talking about a festival that happens in Nevada. It's called Burning Man. Cindy Crawford, one of the most famous models of all time. Chris Rock, one of the most famous comedians of all time. And Diplo, famous DJ, get stuck there after a lot of rain came down. Gotta understand, this is the desert, right? So they walked 3 miles. Nobody recognizes Cindy Crawford or Chris Rock. It's a festival attendee that says, yo, that's Diplo. They gave him a ride.
First of all, it wasn't 3 miles they walked. It was 3 hours. Jeez. And it was in mud that was up to their shins. And only at Burning Man is Diplo more recognizable than Chris Rock, who was slapped in front of the world. And Cindy Crawford is arguably the biggest model of all time.
It's a festival. It makes sense. Diplo's the DJ. All right, speaking of performances, let's talk about Drake. He was in Vegas recently, and a fan in the crowd held up a sign that said, Drake, I sold my furniture to be here. So Drake says, I'm giving you $50,000. Oh!
But you got a sign that says, Drake, I spent my furniture money on your 2 shows. Oh, you know what, my man? Your furniture money, I'm going to give you 50 bands tonight.
I wish Drake would give me 50 grand.
For what?
Imagine what kind of stuff we could put in this house with 50 grand.
Well, what are you going to give up? Because we're supposed to meet up with him tonight. I'm going to have him here on the show. I'm going to interview him tomorrow. What are you giving up so he can give you the 50,000?
The interview's enough.
Facts.
All right, and then finally, Diddy gave his Bad Boy acts their publishing rights back. What does that mean? All of his artists can now make money with their own music. For all of these years, since the 90s, 25 plus years, they have not been able to make the money like he did. Artists like Mace, artists like Biggie's estate, Black Rob, who died broke. Why did it take him this long?
That is for Diddy to answer, but he finally did it. So I'm just going to say salute to Diddy because he didn't have to. He was offered 9 figures for that catalog and he gave it back to them. So he did do something right.
I want to ask a question. 25 years later, are you forgiving this man? Because I'm like I said, a lot of these artists are broke. Tap in. 877-730-DCS1. What are your thoughts?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Theme birthday parties are so fun. You get the cake going and everything. But there's a new theme that I think you're really going to appreciate, especially if you like the big box stores. That's in food news. Let's go. It's time for Hottest Hashtags on a Tuesday. Here inside the Dana Cortez Show, I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Mr. Chico Plate.
First hashtag, shout out to the Nebraska Cornhuskers female volleyball team, drawing over 92,000 spectators to the Cornhuskers Memorial Stadium. Whoa. To watch them play volleyball. Woo! Not only did this set an NCAA record for women's volleyball attendance, but the national and world attendance record for any women's sport, period. Let's go, ladies.
Nice, dude. Shout out to the Cornhusker volleyball team. They had won 5 national championships in a row.
For all the people that put women's sports down and all that stuff, look, if the teams are good and we get behind them, we can do this. And we can pay these ladies, too. Obviously, this is college, but I'm just saying, like soccer, female soccer has 10 times the ratings of men's soccer
that's
here.
One way to look at it. I think the other way to look at it is there's absolutely nothing to do in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Anthony, don't bring me
that's
down.
That's the only...
No. Like, football season doesn't start for a couple weeks, so let's go to the volleyball game.
Half of them showed up thinking they're watching like a midnight kickoff, and they're like, yo, what is this?
Stop my Cheerios, okay? All right, let's get to food news. DJ Automatic.
Influencer Jasmine Pack just had the best birthday party I've ever seen. She had a Costco birthday party because everybody else is having a Barbie birthday party and she wanted to be different.
Costco themed birthday party for herself?
Yes, and so she posted it online and she's gotten over 5 million views on her Costco party.
Did they
party.
Have the Costco hot dogs? $1.50.
Of course they did. She was wearing a Costco hot dog t-shirt.
No, she wasn't. Yes. Did they get Costco cake?
They did.
The bakery. Did they get the Costco rotisserie chicken?
They
DJ
did,
Automatic?
And then they had Caesar salads. They had pepperoni pizzas, churros, and just pretty much anything you could get at Costco.
And a plethora of their Kirkland brand yoga pants, probably just as party favors.
Dana, they're all dressed in Kirkland clothes.
Wow. I knew it.
Unfortunately, you couldn't get in unless you were a member, so that was... That's how that is.
I had to skip that party. Not a member. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Telephone Tuesday Day. The Tuesday after Labor Day is the most busy day for phones, all right? A lot of bill collectors are going to be calling y'all today because they know you're back from school and you're back at work. So.
I was a bill collector. I was the worst bill collector of all time.
Why, Automatic?
Because people would be like, hey, I can't really pay this right now. And I'd be like, all right, I'm going to tell you how to get out of this. Just listen.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice, dude.
I got fired from that job.
I'm sure you did.
Anytime a bill collector calls me, I like to remind them that there's a survey after this call that I will be completing.
We also
have National Be Late for Something Day. So
I'm late for everything. I'm sorry. I know how disrespectful it is. I'm sorry. Unless it pertains to work, then I'm on time. But things, you know.
That's debatable.
That is not debatable. DJ Automatic, I'm always early for work.
Okay.
All right. There it is. You move at your own pace. I love it, dude. All right. And this day right here is very dear to my heart. An unsung hero when it comes to dining. It's National Cheese Pizza Day.
When I was little, shoot, that's all I liked was cheese pizza. I'll get a
cheese pie whenever I'm feeling the need to eat something bland, maybe.
What do you mean bland?
Like, I don't want to be too zesty. Or what I mean is I don't want to get my heartburn from pepperonis.
Oh, that's what I know. I was like, what are you talking about? When you get heartburn from pepperoni, you're washed, bro.
Shout out Pepsi at AC.
There you go. DJ Automatic keeps it in his DJ bag.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier today, we mentioned pizza. Or I don't even know if we mentioned pizza today. I just know that Anthony A, for some reason, has a great love affair with pizza. He was on a diet one time and I ordered pizza. He ate like 2 of them.
Pizza is my forever mistress. I guess so, Anthony.
So you said you found a survey on pizza?
So I'm a big believer that what you like on your pizza and your topping says a lot about you. So I found something to back that. Yes, a study brought to you by the homies at sliceforlife.com. I appreciate y'all.
Slice for life,
yes,
huh?
Dude. They broke down what your pizza topping means to you. So for me, I'm a pepperoni guy, which is very on brand because it says you're imaginative, you're fun, and you love to be surrounded by people, which...
Okay.
I'm not buying that.
You're not buying that.
No, because everybody likes pepperoni and not everybody's imaginative.
Oh, okay, then. All right. you just dissed your homeboy. Dude,
dude, you cast stones in my bit here. All right, well, let's see your topping then. Go ahead, dude. What is it?
Pineapple.
What?
Pineapple. Oh, let me some Hawaiian pizza.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense because you're a
god. Does not say that.
That did not.
I am, but it doesn't
though.
Say that.
I concur, though.
It didn't say that. It says you loan for a passion and excitement in your life, and you don't care what others think about you or your choices.
You know what? This thing is on brand.
Well, the passion part, I believe that.
All
I mean,
right,
you did
Dana
marry
Cortez.
Me. Okay, well, my favorite, you already got the pepperoni. Well, yep. I have to have jalapeno on my pizza no matter what. What's it say about jalapeno as your topping?
There are no jalapenos.
What? What about green chila then? No, you know, hatch, Anaheim, green chila?
No, bro, no. Just generic toppings like pizza, pineapples,
but
veggies.
Did they not serve any Mexicans? Yes! This survey is trash. I don't buy any of it. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back tomorrow.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.